أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاطر السماوات والأرض جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا ومن الأنعام أزواجا يذرؤكم فيه ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير له مقاليد السماوات والأرض يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه بكل شيء عليم شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب صدق الله العظيم. The ayat immediately before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever the disputes of man be, whether it be with regards to iman and kufr, whether it be to matters of deen, principles of deen, subsidiaries of deen, all of it be referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters, and place his tawakkul, his trust in Allah, and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Fatiru samawati wal ard. Allah is the originator of the skies and the earth. Allah created it. There was no matter, there was no essence. There was absolutely no material. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created. Ja'ala lakum min anfusikum azwaja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for you, O mankind, from yourselves, spouses, pairs, وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ أَزْوَاجًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created from animals, also pairs, يَذْرَأُكُمْ فِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplied, scattered, and continued it from generation to generation. And this has been the plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued and continues, and insan continues in his progenies generation after generation, animals continue generation after generation. Laysa kamithlihi shay, this cannot be the work of anyone else. There is no example, there is no like to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot create any similitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No example of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is only the work of Allah. Allah is one in His being, in His essence, in His zat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one in His attribute. There is no one merciful like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no sustainer but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are unique only to Allah. Then we will find there is no one equivalent in making laws like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had formulated the laws of the sharia of Islam, the sharias before, there is absolutely no one that could have thought out a perfect way of life but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that possesses ilm and knowledge like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, laysa kamithlihi shay, there is nothing the likes of Allah. Wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing. And in these qualities also, there is no one that is equivalent to Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no one that can hear like how Allah hears. There is no one that can see like how Allah sees. And Allah ta'ala does not hear like how we hear. And nor does Allah see like how we see. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the keys of the heavens and the skies and the earth. These keys, the keys of the treasures of Allah, not only of the material and tangible sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, but the keys of the rahmah, the mercy of Allah is in the hands of Allah, not in the hands of anyone else. The barakah and blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down, the keys of those treasures belong to Allah. Hidayat and guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends, The keys of those treasures all belong to Allah. Happiness, sadness, all of it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَبْسُطِ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can spread out and expand sustenance and rosy for whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. وَيَقْدِرُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constricts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confines. Allah narrows sustenance for whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. And then insofar as sustenance is concerned also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give whatever Allah so desires to whomsoever. And there is absolutely no one that has all this in their hands, but in the hands of Allah. Innahu bi kulli shay'in alim. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge over all things. Allah knows who to give, how much. Allah ta'ala knows what to give to whoever. That is all in the hands of Allah, all in the knowledge of Allah. So these are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the tangible, the material resources that Allah ta'ala gives, blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. In this ayat, the next ayat we discuss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the shariat, and Allah ta'ala speaks about the deen, and all that also came from Allah Rabbul Izzat. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chalked out the path, the road of deen, the road of religion. مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا. That which he had granted to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Now in principle, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down deen from the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, or from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, right through the times of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And in principle, all the deens are the same. We will find the common aspects of the basic principles insofar as belief is concerned. It never changed from Nabi to Nabi. Every Nabi was commanded to believe the same and command the people to believe the same. The Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, Nubuwat, Akhirat, all that was the same. Then insofar as practice is concerned, in the principles of Namaz and Salat, in the principles of fasting, in the principles of Zakat, in Hajj, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. However, the subsidiaries may have differed from Nabi to Nabi. Maybe the number of rakats of a salat, maybe the number of salat in a day, maybe the number of fasts in a year. That all may have changed from Nabi to Nabi, but the principles all remain the same. And hence Allah says, وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَىٰ أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. And what we reveal to you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what we commanded Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, by saying, أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ, establish the deen, وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, and do not differ, do not differentiate, create dissension with regards to the deen. That all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, that was the same. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions these Nabis by name. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. These Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam were known as the Ulul Azam Anbiya. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a very high caliber of firmness of their hearts, of resolution, of determination. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that all their deen was all the same. Now on the other hand, كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Very difficult it is upon the mushrikeen, the polytheists, that which you invite them towards. They find this tawheed to be very, very difficult. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be absolutely difficult. And you will find that this is carrying on from time to time. And even in this era of ours, we will find that people believe in the non-existence of Allah, in atheism and in all that. But when we speak about the tawheed of Allah, it is very difficult for them to accept. The nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very difficult for them to accept. The principles of Islam, becomes very, very difficult upon them. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this through the passage of time in different ways. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, draws towards himself whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, that they are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws them towards him. And this is those special servants of Allah. One was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose whomsoever he desired as a Nabi. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special servants, the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws them towards him, and there is no one that can question Allah. And that is a great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows. Otherwise, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah guides towards him whoever turns fully towards Allah. When one turns fully towards Allah with tawbah, one turns towards Allah with total obedience, one tries to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Shariat, the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chalked out. In principle, all the Anbiya had the very same deen. The subsidiaries could have changed, but very, very important is the last part of this ayah, that when we turn towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.